now to page 10 and the first part of our two-part report on the planet Mars. This month, three different missions are due to arrive on the Red Planet. Why are they going? And what is waiting for them when they get there?
Last summer, three different rockets blasted off for Mars. One American, one Chinese, and one from the United Arab Emirates. Each launch was profiting from the window that opens every 26 months when the journey time to Mars is shortest, at 228 days. Only the United States and China plan to land robot vehicles on the surface, because that is notoriously difficult on Mars. Since the 1960s, about half of all missions to the planet have failed. The thin atmosphere on Mars is dense enough to make a probe burn up on entry, but not dense enough to slow its descent. In 2012, the Americans mastered the challenge with their one-ton Curiosity vehicle. Curiosity found water and organic, carbon-rich, matter on the planet. NASA's 2020 rover, Perseverance, is looking for something even more exciting than water, traces of life. Although Perseverance won't find little green men, a microbe or microfossil is conceivable. And that would be the biggest scientific discovery imaginable. Because if life ever existed on Mars, then it probably exists all over the universe, wherever the conditions are favorable. And, surprisingly, conditions on Mars were once favorable. 4 billion years ago, its ground temperature was a hospitable 25 degrees centigrade, and the atmospheric pressure much like that on Earth today, if a little low in oxygen. Above all, it was not a red planet, but a blue one. Rains fell, great rivers ran across the surface, and most of the northern hemisphere was a vast ocean that covered 20% of the Martian surface. For hundreds of millions of years, it offered everything life needs. Tragically, all that was lost. Earth's atmosphere is protected from solar radiation by a magnetic force field that is generated by the planet's liquid metal core. But because Mars is only half the size of Earth, its core cooled much faster. Gradually, about 3.5 billion years ago, its force field weakened and the solar wind began to strip away most of its atmosphere and surface water. Temperatures dropped until the remaining water froze, leaving the cold, arid, desert Martian world we know today. Perseverance is only a robot, but manned missions to Mars are already being planned for later in this decade. The question is, will those humans be the first life forms on Mars, or just the most recent?